If you will take with me in your Bibles to the book of James, he put into Mark, amigo, to his Bible, libro de Santiago, James 4 and verse 12, Santiago 4, versículo 12, James 4, 12, Santiago 4, 12. I'm going to read from verse 11 to remind us of last week. Voy a leer desde versículo 11 a recordarnos la semana pasada. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge your neighbor or one another? Santiago 4:11. Hermanos, no murmuréis los unos de los otros. El que murmura del hermano y juzga a su hermano, murmura de la ley y juzga la ley. Pero si tú juzgas a la ley, no eres heredero, hacedor de la ley, sino juez. Uno solo es el dador de la ley, que puede salvar y perder o destruir. Pero tú, ¿quién eres que juzgas a otro? Let's pray, oramos. God, there's no one in this room that's not without fault, not without struggle against sin. And God, when we think of the remedy, when we think, how can we be encouraged to battle this? How can we encourage one another to continue in Christ? The answer seems always the same. Look up. Reminded of the great hymn that came out of the Welsh Revival, Be Thou My Vision. God, that is what we need, is to see you. We can just lift our eyes to Calvary and behold you sitting on the throne. Oh, the fight that would come against sin. Help us this evening to see it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Interesting song we sang this evening to start things off. Un canción interesante que cantamos esta tarde para empezar las cosas. It's kind of one of those songs where it's kind of like, should we sing it or not sing it? Es una de las canciones, debemos cantarlo o no cantarlo. I love the song, that's why we sing it. Me encanta la canción, por eso cantamos. But it was written by Francis of Assisi. Estaba escrito de Francisco de Assisi. And he had bad doctrine of animals. Él tuvo mal doctrina de animales. And he believed that the animals could repent and believe. Él creía que los animales podían arrepentirse y creer. And he wrote the song, All Creatures of Our God and King. Escribió canción, criaturas del Señor. Because he believed, él creyó que podían arrepentir y creer los animales, no? And it starts because he believed the animals sinned. Y empezó que él creía que los animales pecaron. He thought they had souls. Él pensaba que tenía almas. And so he would preach the gospel to the animals. Él predicaría el evangelio de los animales. But he missed the laws of nature according to God. Él perdió las leyes de naturaleza de acuerdo con Dios. And he saw scriptures like we read this evening about God directing the ocean and the sea to his purpose. Él falló en los textos como vimos esta tarde en Salmos de Dios dirigir el océano, el mar por su gloria. And he believed that they responded favorably to God because they chose to. Él creía que respondieron favorablemente a Dios porque ellos decidieron. But it is what they do by nature. It's lo que hacen por naturaleza. Because God is God. Porque Dios es Dios. It says in Psalm 19, dice en Salmo 19, the heavens declare the glory of God. Los cielos cuentan la gloria del Señor. They do that because He is God. Ellos hacen esto porque Él es Dios. Not because they make a conscious decision to do that. No porque ellos hacen una decisión consciente de hacerlo. Now, some of you are probably asking the important question. Tal vez unos están haciendo la pregunta en tu mente importante. Are you saying my dog doesn't go to heaven? Estás diciendo que mi perro no va al cielo. That's what I'm saying. Lo que estoy diciendo. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. Lo siento que estoy cargando mal noticia para ti. But no, they do not. They don't have souls. No van al cielo porque no tienen almas. They do what they do because of God. Ellos hacen lo que hacen por Dios. That's why the birds fly south in the winter. Por eso los pájaros vuelan hacia sur en el tiempo de frío. Man is not like that. El hombre no es así. We don't by nature honor God. Nosotros no por naturaleza honramos a Dios. Even in the church. Aún en la iglesia. So, you have Paul in Romans 7 with this great battle. Tienes Pablo en Romanos 7 con esta batalla tan grande. It's one of my favorite chapters in the entire Bible. It's uno de mis capítulos preferidos de toda la Biblia. Because I can relate. Porque puedo relacionar. I don't do what I want to do. No hago lo que quiero hacer. Now, many people read Romans 7. Mucha gente lee en Romanos 7. And they say, Paul's a madman. What is he even saying? Pablo es un loco. ¿Por qué está diciendo esto? I don't do what I want, but the very thing that I hate, that's what I do. No hago lo que quiero, pero la cosa que aborrezco es lo que hago. And they say, it's so difficult to understand. Dice, es tan difícil entender. It's not difficult to understand. No es difícil entender. I don't do what I want to do. No hago lo que quiero. I mess up and sin. Me fracaso y fallo y peco. I don't do what my desire is. No hago lo que es mi deseo. I want to do good. Quiero hacer bien. I have the desire to do good. Tengo deseo hacer bien. But the ability I do not have. The ability I no lo tengo. We come to a place in James. Llegamos a un lugar en Santiago. It's not that we come to a place in James. No es que llegamos a un lugar en Santiago. The whole book is like this. Todo el libro es así. Pointing to our sin. Apuntando a nuestro pecado. He's just pointing to a different sin. Solo está apuntando a otro pecado. Where brothers amongst themselves, donde hermanos entre sí mismos, are making up their own laws. Haciendo sus propias leyes, and as a result, and essentially trying to send another to hell. En resultado, esencialmente, tratando de mandar otro al infierno. You're not living to my standard, therefore you're not qualified. No estás viviendo a mi standard, entonces no eres calificado. So what is the cure for such pride? ¿Cuál es la cura por tanto orgullo? What is the cure to battle sin? ¿Cuál es la cura para batallar pecado? What is... Paul in Romans 8, Pablo en Romanos 8, he says this, dice así, in verse 13, versículo 13. If we live according to the flesh, we'll die. Si vivimos de acuerdo con la carne, moriramos. But if by the Spirit we mortify the deeds of the flesh, we'll live. Pero si por el Espíritu mortificamos los hechos de la carne, viviramos. How is it in our Christian life do we get motivated to mortify sin? ¿Cómo es en nuestra vida cristiana podemos motivarnos de mortificar pecado? I want you to go with me quickly to James, to Job, chapter 25. Quiero que vayan prontamente, rápidamente conmigo, brevemente conmigo a Job 25. Job 25. Job 25. Now, let me give you a bit of a context here. Déjame darte un poco de contexto aquí. Job's friends have come against him. Los amigos de Job están contra él. And it's an interesting dynamic in the book of Job. It's un dinámico interesante en el libro de Job. Because some of what they say is very good. Algunas cosas que dicen son muy buenas. They speak truth to Job. Hablan la verdad a Job. But in 26, he's quite discouraged. En 26 es un poco desanimado. And Bildad to encourage Job, animar Job, says something to him. Dice algo a él. I want to start in verse 1, chapter 25, capítulo 25. Then Bildad, the Shuhite, answered and said, "Dominion and fear or all are with God. He makes peace in His high heaven. Is there any number to His armies? Upon whom does His light not arise? How then can man be in the right before God? How can he who is born of a woman be pure? Behold, even the moon is not bright, and the stars are not pure in his eyes. How much less man who is a maggot, and the son of man who is a worm?" Respondió Bildad, Shuita, y dijo, "El señorío y el temor están con él. Él hace paz en sus alturas, tiene sus ejércitos número. ¿Sobre quién no está su luz? ¿Cómo pues se justificará el hombre para con Dios? ¿Y cómo será limpio el que nace de mujer? He aquí que ni aun la misma luna será resplandeciente, ni las estrellas son limpias delante de sus ojos. Cuanto menos el hombre que es un gusano, y el hijo de hombre también gusano." Couple of things here, unas cosas aquí. First of all, if you want to know why I have a problem with the word awesome, si quieres saber por qué tengo un problema con la palabra asombro. Hey, we went to lunch at Chick-fil-A today. Oh, awesome. Fuimos a comer en Chick-fil-A hoy. Asombroso. No, no. Verse 2 here says, all awe and dominion belong to God. Versículo 2 dice aquí, todo asombro pertenece a Dios. So, we're not to be awed by anything but God. No debemos ser asombrados de nada, solo Dios. But why does Bildad say that? ¿Por qué Bildad dice esto? He wants Job to know his sin. Él quiere que Job conozca su pecado. Now, I think Bildad's probably coming at Job wrongly. Creo que Bildad tal vez está acercando a Job malamente. But it is what the scriptures do to us. Pero es lo que estas escrituras hacen nosotros. You want to see your sin? ¿Quieres ver tu pecado? Look up. Mira arriba. Bunyan in Pilgrim's Progress paints it like this. Bunyan in Progreso del Peregrino lo pinta así. When Christian is on his way and he goes to the interpreter's house, cuando Christian está en camino y va a la casa del interpretador, he walks in the house and there's a picture on the wall. Entra la casa, hay una pintura en el muro. And he says, "Who's that?" He said, "¿Quién es ese?" He says, oh, he's one in a thousand. Mira, él es uno en mil. He's the pastor, está el pastor. He says, he has the best of books in his hand. Tiene mejor libro en sus manos. He has the world as back. Tiene el mundo a su espada. He has grace and law on his lips. Tiene la ley y gracia sobre sus labios. And then it says this, it says that, and his eyes are lifted up to heaven. Y sus ojos están alzados al cielo. That is the point of the Christian life. Este es el punto de vida cristiano. That we would lift our eyes up to heaven. Que alzamos los ojos al cielo. Not long ago, Brother Edwin preached in Colossians. No hace mucho tiempo, hermano Edwin predicó en Colossians, chapter 3, 1 through 4, capítulo 3, 1 a 4. Don't look at the things of this world. No mire las cosas de este mundo, but lift your eyes up. Alza tus ojos. So James, desiring to show the people here their sin, Santiago deseando a mostrar la gente aquí sus pecados. He says, there's only one lawgiver. He says, solo hay un dador de ley. There's only one. Solo hay uno. He takes them and says, here's your sin. He says, mira es tu pecado. But he wants them to know what their sin is. Quiero que saben lo que es tu pecado. You are putting yourself in the place of God. Estás poniéndote en el lugar de Dios. And the cure, la cura, is that he shows them there's only one lawgiver. Solo hay un dador de ley. So I want you to see this first phrase. Quiero que veas esa primera frase. I want you to know that there's a variant here. Quiero que saben que hay un variado aquí. The Textus Receptus, It omits the word judge. No tiene la palabra juez. And I could not find very much information on the variant. No podía encontrar mucha información sobre variado. So I can't make an argument for or against. No puedo hacer un argumento para or no. I just couldn't find much on it. No encuentro mucho de ahí. But I just want to note this. Solo quiero notar esta. The idea that God is the one who judges according to His law, that's here. La idea que Dios es quien juzga de acuerdo con su ley está aquí. We'll get to that in a moment. Vamos a llegar a este momento. But I just want you to know that idea is in the text. Esa idea is in the texto. What James is communicating here is clear. Lo que Santiago está comunicando está aquí. There is one who gives the law. Hay uno que da la ley. The one who gives the law is over the law. El quien da la ley is sobre la ley. So first we have a declaration to the church. Primero tenemos una declaración a la iglesia. Here's the declaration. There's one. He's the lawgiver. Hay uno y el dador de ley. God has given us His law. Dios nos ha dado su ley. God is not antinomian. Dios no es antinomiano. He doesn't save us from the law to leave us to ourselves. No nos salva de la ley a dejarnos sin ley. He doesn't save us. It's not that, hey, I'm saved from the law to be separate from the law. No es que nos salva de la ley para ser separados de la ley. He saves us from the curse of the law. Nos salva de la maldición de la ley. It's why Paul says in Romans 7, por eso dice Pablo en Romanos 7, the law is righteous and good. La ley es justo y bueno. So, to understand this, how do we understand that the law is good and yet it doesn't save me? ¿Cómo entendemos que la ley es bueno pero no me salva? We must make the law-gospel distinction. Debemos tener la distinción de ley y evangelio. The law is the tutor that leads us to Christ. La ley es el tutor que nos lleva a Cristo. It's what exposes my sin. It's lo que expone mi pecado. It's what demands our complete obedience. Lo que demanda nuestra obediencia completo. It is the expressed character of God. Es el carácter de Dios expresado. You want to know how God is? ¿Quieres saber quién es Dios? Here's the law. Here's the ley. This is the expression of His character. This is the expresión de su character. So let me define the law spoken of here. Let me definir la ley hablado de aquí. There is one who gives law. That's the text. Hay uno que da ley. Ese es el texto. What law is it speaking of? ¿Qué ley está hablando? Well, all law is not given by God. Todo ley no es dado por Dios. We have laws of our land that do not reflect God at all. Hay leyes en nuestra tierra que no refleja a Dios en ninguna manera. Right? So, we have laws that we even were to obey that don't necessarily come from God. Hay leyes que aún debemos obedecer que no necesariamente vienen de Dios. So, what is James referring to here? ¿Qué está refiriendo Santiago aquí? Well, we make a distinction in the law. Nosotros hacemos distinciones en la ley. Our confession does a good job of this. Nuestra confesión hace buen trabajo en esto. There is a moral law given to every man. Hay una ley moral dado a todos los hombres. Romans 2 is a great advocate for this. Romanos 2 es gran advocado or argumento de esta. Here's some who don't have the law. Aquí está unos que no tienen la ley. Yet they do what the law says. Pero hacen lo que dice la ley. Why? How do they know it? ¿Por qué? ¿Cómo lo saben? I remember whenever we would hike to the jungles in southern Mexico. Recuerdo cuando íbamos a la selva, a México del Sur. And there were people who grew up in the jungle their whole life. Hay gente que crecieron en la selva toda su vida. And you would see a prison there. Or a jail cell. Y ves una cárcel ahí. Why is that? ¿Por qué es eso? Oh, when the people get drunk, we put them in there. Cuando la gente se emborracha, ponemos ellos ahí. How do you know it's wrong to do that? ¿Cómo sabes que es malo hacer eso? Well, They steal people's things. You know, if this guy steals someone's things, si este hombre roba algo, how do you know it's wrong to do that? ¿Cómo saben que es malo hacer eso? It's written on their hearts. Está escrito en su corazón. The standard of righteousness by God. The standard de justicia por Dios. Written on their hearts. Escrito en su corazón. So there's a law that flows from God. Hay una ley que fluye de Dios. It's the moral law. The ley moral. And it's the reason that Paul writes to Galatians, the razón que Pablo escribe a los Galatas. And he says, dice, if you break one of them, you're guilty for all of them. Si rompes uno de ellos, eres culpable de todos. Why? ¿Por qué? Because it's God's standard. It's the standard de Dios. It's against Him you've sinned. Es contra Él que es pecado. James is not referring to the ceremonial law here. Santiago no está refiriendo a la ley ceremonial aquí. He's not referring to the law of how the priest is to dress when he goes in to make a sacrifice. No está refiriendo a la ley que demanda que el sacerdote vieste en una forma cuando hace sacrificio. He's not referring here either to the judicial law of the land of the nation of Israel. Tampoco está refiriendo a la ley judicial de la nación de Israel. Both the ceremonial law, los dos, la ley ceremonial and the judicial law y la ley judicial, they passed away with that covenant. Pasaron por ese pacto. Now, I want to draw this to your attention because I think it's very important. Quiero jalar tu atención porque creo que es importante. When Jesus dies on the cross, cuando Cristo murió en la cruz, the veil was ripped from top to bottom. The velo fue roto de arriba para abajo. And I truly believe, yo verdaderamente creo, that the most significant part of that, the parte más significada de eso, is that there is no more ceremonial law. No hay una ley ceremonial. That's been done away with. Es quitado. No longer are we required to bring an animal sacrifice. Ya no estamos requeridos a traer un sacrificio a un animal. That's done. Es acabado. Our confession uses a term. Nuestra confesión usa un término. When speaking of them, what do we do with these texts in the Old Testament? Hablando de qué hacemos con estos textos en el Antiguo Testamento. If this isn't the law it's speaking of, si esa no es la ley de que está hablando, what do we do with a text like don't muzzle an ox when it tracks the grain? Qué hacemos con un texto que dice no bolsar el buey cuando pise el trigo? Well, our confession does a good job. Nuestra confession hace buen trabajo. We see the moral equivalent. Vemos el equivalente moral. If a man does a job, you got to pay him for it. Si un hombre hace un trabajo, debes pagarlo por eso. That's the moral equity. Es la equidad moral. And so, I just want to make the point. He's not referring to ceremonial judicial law. Solo quiero hacer el punto. No está refiriendo a la ley ceremonial ni judicial. He's referring to the law that God wrote in our heart. Está refiriendo a la ley que Dios nos escribe en nuestro corazón. That everyone is accountable to without excuse. Que todos van a render cuentas sin excusa. You need to know that the moral law summed up in the Ten Commandments, debes saber la ley moral sumido en los diez mandamientos, is not the gospel. No es el evangelio. So, if I go out and I stand up and I say, number one is this, number two is this, and number three is this, all the way through 10. Si yo paro en la caja, en la calle, yo predico, digo, número uno es esto, número dos es esto, número tres hasta diez es esto. I have not preached the gospel. No he predicado el evangelio. So we cannot say, because this is written on their hearts, that they can believe it and get saved. No podemos decir, porque está escrito en su corazón, pueden creerlo y ser salvo. Paul says it like this, it is the tutor that leads us to Christ. Pablo dice así, es el tutor que nos lleva a Cristo. It is what exposes our sin. Es lo que expone nuestro pecado. Leaving us naked and exposed before God. Dejándonos desnudo y descubierto ante Dios. The gospel is what saves us from condemnation. El Evangelio es lo que nos salva de condenación. It's what saves us from the condemnation of the law. Es lo que nos salva de condenación de la ley. But hear this, escucha esto. The gospel does not save us from the obligation of the law. El Evangelio no nos salva de la obligación de la ley. It is not that now that I'm in Christ, no es que ahora estoy en Cristo, I have no responsibility to follow the moral law of God. No tengo responsabilidad ya a seguir la ley moral de Dios. It's very obvious in this text. It's muy obvio en este texto. That there's a people that James is writing to. Hay gente que Santiago está escribiendo. And they're starting to impose their law that they've made up. Están imponiendo la ley que ellos han hecho en su mente. And saying, if you don't do this, you're going to go to hell. Si no haces esto, vas a ir al infierno. So, if you don't live up to my standard, you're not going to make it. Si no vives a mi standard, no vas a llegar. They're doing such as though they were God. Están haciéndolo como si ellos fueran Dios. But the gospel teaches us this. Evangelio nos enseña esto. God saves us from the condemnation of the law. Dios nos salva de la condenación de la ley. And in regeneration, He gives us His Spirit. En regeneración nos da su Espíritu. And He makes us capable. Nos hace capaz to walk according to His law. Andar de acuerdo con su ley. Let me give you a couple of texts. Let me darte unos textos. Like in Ezekiel 36:27. And I will put my Spirit within you, cause you to walk in my statutes, and to be careful to obey my rules. Y pondré dentro de vosotros mi Espíritu, y haré que andáis en mis estatutos, y guardéis mis preceptos, y los pongas por obra. So, I will remove your heart of stone, give your heart of flesh, quita tu corazón de piedra, darte una de carne, and I'll cause you, put my Spirit in you, pondré mi Espíritu en ti, and cause you to walk according to the law. Y causarte andar por la ley. Jeremiah 31. Now this is an interesting one. Jeremiah 31. Este es un poco interesante. Verse 33. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Pero este es el pacto que haré con la casa de Israel. Después de aquellos días, dice Jehová, daré mi ley en su mente y la escribiré en su corazón y yo seré por ellos Dios y ellos me serán por pueblo. So, esto es interesante. This one's interesting for this reason. Esto es interesante por eso. We just said the moral law of God is written on every heart in creation. En creación, la ley moral está escrita en todos los corazones de los hombres. But in the new covenant, in Nuevo Pacto, He says, I will be their God, and they'll be my people. Dice, yo seré su Dios, y ellos serán mi pueblo. And I'll write my laws on their hearts. Y yo escribí mis leyes en su corazón. Look, when God regenerates us, cuando Dios nos regenera, He rewrites His law in our heart. Él reescribe su ley en nuestro corazón. For what reason? ¿Para qué razón? So that we know how to walk. Para que sabemos cómo andar. He saved us, predestined us. Él nos salvó, nos predestinó, that we'd be holy and blameless. Que seremos santos y sin mancha. What does that mean? ¿Cómo se ve esta? ¿Cómo es? According to the law. De acuerdo con la ley. God does not save us to be a lawless people. Dios no nos salva para ser un Dios sin ley. But we must understand this. Pero debemos tener esto. We don't make the law. Nosotros no hacemos la ley. There's only one lawgiver, and He does give law. Solo hay un dador de ley, y Él da ley. So I want you to see, secondly, the reason for the declaration. Segundo, quiero que veas la razón por la declaración. See, these people have become their own lawmakers. Esta gente ha llegado a ser su propio dadadores de ley. We are not the lawgiver. Nosotros no somos los dadores de ley. James writing to the church, Santiago escribiendo a la iglesia, as we saw in the text last week, como vemos en el texto semana pasada, we're not to impose extra biblical laws on our brothers. No debemos imponer leyes extra bíblicas a nuestros hermanos. Trying, or the intention, probando, or tratando la intención, to send some of them to hell. A mandar unos al infierno. The idea that James is writing, and the idea que Santiago está escribiendo aquí, you're trying to push out your own brother from the kingdom. Estás tratando de exponer tu hermano del reino. God alone gives the law. Solo Dios da la ley. It's according to His character, de acuerdo con su character, and He alone is the judge over that law. Y él solamente es el juez de esta ley. And that's the beauty of the gospel. Esa es la hermosidad de Evangelio. Well, one of my favorite verses in the entire Bible, one of the versículos preferidos in toda la Biblia, Romans 3:26, Romanos 3:23, says, verse 24, versículo 24, He put Him forward as a propitiation. Él lo puso adelante como propiciación. Why? ¿Por qué? He formally passed over sins. Formalmente pasó por encima de los pecados. So here's the idea. Aquí es la idea. God saved Abraham. Dios salva a Abraham. He's a cheat and a liar. Es engañador y mentiroso. Satan is saying, you can't save Abraham. Satanás está diciendo, no puedes salvar a Abraham. You can't save David. No puedes salvar a David. Samson? Come on! Samson? No! God says, wait. Dios dice, espera. At the right time, en tiempo correcto, He puts Christ forward. Lo puso Cristo adelante. It's a propitiation for our sins. Propiciación for nuestros pecados. And the text says, so that He might be, para que Él sea, the just and the justifier. El justo y quien justifica. He's the one who sits over the law. Es él quien está sentado sobre la ley. That's the beauty of the gospel. Es la hermosidad de Evangelio. The only way that we have hope, la única forma que tenemos esperanza, is if God would look on the Lord Jesus Christ and not hold me accountable to the law. Si el Señor mira a Jesucristo y no mira a mí y render cuentas a mí de acuerdo con la ley. That's the beauty of the gospel. Es la hermosidad de Evangelio. So what does the church do? ¿Qué hace la iglesia? We're going to impose more laws to bring about judgment. Vamos a imponer más leyes para traer juicio. That's what James is warning of. That's what Santiago está advirtiendo. Let me be clear with something. Déjame ser claro con algo. God has given us His law. Dios nos ha dado su ley. He has told us how to walk. Nos ha dicho cómo andar. I think it's humorous. Yo siento como es chistoso. When someone says, I'm just trying to figure out the will of God. Cuando alguien dice, solo estoy tratando de determinar la voluntad de Dios. Let me help you. Déjame ayudarte. It's not hard. No es difícil. God has clearly revealed His will in the Scriptures. Dios claramente ha revelado su voluntad en las Escrituras. And this is His will for you in Christ Jesus, your holiness. Y esta es su voluntad para ti en Cristo Jesús, tu santidad. That's it. That's right. His will for us is that we would walk in holiness. Su voluntad por nosotros es que andamos en santidad. God is clear. Dios es claro. The law expresses how we do that. La ley expresa cómo hacemos eso. The first four to God, los primeros cuatro a Dios, and the second six, the siguiente seis, to our neighbor, a nuestro vecino. But let me tell you something else. But let me decirte algo más. He has given the authority of the church to the church. Ha dado autoridad a la iglesia. to use that law. I usar la ley, to use the law that he's given. I usar la ley que él dado. Examining one another. Examinando uno a otro. You'll know them by their fruit. Por sus frutos nos conoceréis. Now, he gives clear warning in the text. Jesus does. Jesús da claramente advertencia in the text. Be careful when you go to judge that fruit. Ten cuidado cuando vayas a juzgar ese fruto. Before you try to wipe the dust of your brother's eye, clean your own out first. Antes que tratas de quitar el polvo de tu ojo de tu hermano, limpia tuyo primero. But he does entrust the church with that authority. Pero encarga la iglesia con esta autoridad. Now, we don't have to invent our own laws. No tenemos que inventar nuestras propias leyes. But we're to see the fruit of those laws in one another. Pero debemos ver el fruto de esas leyes en uno a otro. And this based on his law. Y este basado en su ley. Now look, I want to show you a passage. Queremos darte un pasaje. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians capítulo 5. I want to give you an example of this. Quiero darte un ejemplo de eso. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians capítulo 5. Starting in verse 9. Empezando en versículo 9. 1 Corinthians 5. 1 Corinthians 5. I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people. Not at all meaning the sexually immoral of this world or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters. Since then, you would need to go out of the world. But I'm writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed or idolater. Reviler, drunkard, swindler. Not to even eat with such a one. For what have I to do with judging outsiders? It is not those inside the church whom you are to judge. God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you. Dice en 1 Corinthians 5, 9 al 13. Os he escrito por carta que no os juntéis con los fornicarios. No absolutamente con los fornicarios de este mundo, o con los avaros, o con los ladrones, o con idólatros. Pero en tal caso, os será necesario salir del mundo. Más bien os escribí que no os juntéis con ninguno que llamándose hermano fuera fornicario, o avaro, o idólatro, o maldiciente. Or borracho, or ladrón, con tal ni aún comáis, porque razón tendrá yo para juzgar a los que están fuera. No juzgáis vosotros a los que están de dentro, porque a los que están afuera Dios juzgará. Quitad pues este perverso entre vosotros. Now, I want to remind you, we looked at this text when we did the series on the Lord's Supper. Quiero recordarles, miramos este texto cuando miramos las series de Cena del Señor. He's speaking of the table in the church. Está hablando de la mesa en la iglesia. He's not saying, you don't eat with a sinner outside of these walls. No está diciendo, no comes con un pecador afuera de estos muros. Jesus Christ did that. Jesús Cristo hizo esto. Look, you got a neighbor, you want to share the gospel with them, take them to eat some good barbecue and share the gospel. Tienes un vecino, quieres compartir el evangelio con ellos, llévalos a comer un buen barbacoa y compartir el evangelio. But he's saying, don't come to the table in the church with one who's living like this and they're saying brother. Pero está diciendo, no vienes a la mesa en la iglesia a uno que está viviendo así, pero dice, hermano. It says, purge them. Dice, purificar la iglesia. I want to tell you, quiero decirte, with great sadness, con gran tristeza. The next time we come to the Lord's table, we'll be removing one. La siguiente vez que venimos a cena del Señor, vamos a quitar uno. This is the place of discipline. Es el lugar de disciplina en la iglesia. But God has entrusted the church with that authority. Dios ha encargado la iglesia esa autoridad. So, there is among us a judgment. Hay entre vosotros un juzgar. But according to his law, pero de acuerdo con su ley, According to what he said, de acuerdo con lo que he dicho, not because we invent something, no porque inventamos nosotros. We must not use what James is saying here for antinomianism. No debemos usar lo que Santiago está diciendo aquí por antinomianismo, to be without the law, a star sin ley. No, no. God has clearly given us commands in Scripture. Claramente Dios nos ha dado mandamientos en las Escrituras. I want to tell you something good, though. Quiero decirte algo bueno. There's good news. Hay buena noticia. It says in our text, there's one lawgiver. One judge. Dice en nuestro texto, hay un dador de ley, un juez. But listen, who he is. Escucha quién es él. James 5 and verse 12. Santiago 5 verse 12. He who is able to save and to destroy. Dice, él que puede salvar y destruir. 4:12. Que puede salvar y perder, or destruir. Not only is he the lawgiver, but he's able to save. No solamente él es dador de ley, pero él puede salvar. The wicked sinner, el malvado pecador, that we've broken his law, que hemos rompido su ley, that we are guilty of the law that he has put over us, somos culpables de la ley que él puso encima de nosotros. The text here says this. The text aquí dice esto. He's able to save. Es capaz de salvar. The same thing Paul says in Romans 7. Mismo cosa Pablo dice en Romanos 7. Who can rescue me from this body of death? ¿Quién puede redimirme de este cuerpo de muerto? Thanks be to God in Christ Jesus. Gracias al Señor en Cristo Jesús. Would you hear this evening? Escucha esta tarde. Something John Owen said one time has always stuck with me. Algo que John Owen dijo una vez siempre quedaba conmigo. The law comes and gives us conviction. La ley viene y darnos convicción. And sometimes that pushes us into the depths of despair. Y a veces este nos pone a la profundidad de desesperación. And we begin to think, I'm so terrible. Y empezamos a pensar, estoy tan terrible. That's a correct thought. It's un pensamiento correcto. We are terrible. Somos terribles. But he said this, él dijo esto. Don't hold on to that longer than God has allowed you to hold on to it. No agarras esto más tiempo que Dios permite que agarras. And don't let it go before he has allowed you to let it go. Y no lo suelta antes que él te deja soltarlo. So don't say, well, I'm saved in Christ, it doesn't matter what I've done. No dice, estoy salvo en Cristo, no importa lo que he hecho. No, no, no. He exposes our sin so that we mortify it. Él expone nuestro pecado para mortificarnos. And so use that to love him more. Úsalo para amarlo más. However, sin embargo, he is able to save. Él es suficiente para salvar. If you're here this evening and you've never cried out to the Lord, si estás aquí esta tarde, nunca has clamado al Señor, do not ask Him to save you from your sin. No has pedido que Él te salve de sus pecados. The text says He's able to save. The text says Él es capaz de salvar. And for the church, for la iglesia, He saves us. No salva. Look to Christ. Mira a Cristo. But also says something else. También dice otra cosa. He's able to destroy. Él es capaz de destruir. So I'll point you to two texts. Te voy a apuntar a dos textos in John 5, Juan 5. It says the Father himself has granted to the Son judgment. Dice, a Padre mismo ha dado al Hijo juicio. I want you to know, Jesus is not the homeboy that some people think he is. Jesús no es el cuate que unos piensa es. He is going to come back and judge the world. Él va a regresar, juzgar el mundo. Matthew 10, Jesus gives a warning. In Mateo 10, Jesús da una advertencia. In verse 28, in versículo 28, he says, do not fear the one who can kill your body. No temas el quien puede matar tu cuerpo, pero fear, but to fear the one, pero temas a él, who after killing your body can send you to punish you in hell. Después de matar tu cuerpo puede castigarte en el infierno. So there's two warnings here in this declaration. Hay dos advertencias aquí en esta declaración. First, Jesus has the power to save. Primero, Jesús tiene poder de salvar and to destroy. Y es destruir. It's in his hands. It's in sus manos. So, if I see myself in light of the scriptures, si yo veo mi mismo en la luz de escrituras, I need to go to Christ. Yo necesito ir a Cristo. He has the power to save and to destroy. Él tiene poder de salvar y destruir. I should give myself to his mercy. Debo darme mismo a su misericordia. And hear this, escucha esto. He says, if any man comes to me, I'll in no ways cast him out. Él dice, si un hombre viene a mí, en ninguna manera voy a tirarlo afuera. Segundo. To the church, a la iglesia. Christ has this authority, not you. Cristo tiene esa autoridad, no tú. You don't have the authority to save or destroy. No tienes la autoridad de salvar ni destruir. Even at the sad moment, aún en el momento triste, when we have to remove someone from membership, cuando tenemos que quitar algo de membresía, we are not sending them to hell. No estamos mandando al infierno. The text says, give them over to Satan so that they repent. Entrégalos a Satanás para que se arrepienten. So that they come to an understanding of sin. Para que ellos lleguen al entendimiento de pecado. But it's Him who can save and it's Him who can destroy. Es Él quien puede salvar y Él puede destruir. And then you have this rebuke in the last question. Tienes esta reprende en la última pregunta. Who are you to judge one another? Your neighbor, your brother. ¿Quién eres tú para juzgar uno a otro? Tu vecino. Return to our opening in Job. Recuerda a nuestro abierto, a nuestra introducción en Job. Job's suffering, man. He's suffering big time. Job está sufriendo tremendamente. Just because he's righteous. Porque es justo. Have you considered Job? ¿Has considerado Job? He's righteous. Está justo. If I'm Job, I'm with Asaph. See, yo soy Job, yo soy con Asaph. Can I have a little comfort? No puedo tener un poco de consolación. I'm trying to walk rightly, and this is how it goes. Estoy tratando de vivir bien, y eso es como me voy. But God gave him some godly friends. Pero Dios dio unos hombres piedosos en su vida, sus amigos. This is the truth, Job. This is the verdad, Job. Amen. Amen. Every time they share truth with Job, cada vez que comparte la verdad con Job, he says amen, and then he takes their truth and even goes deeper with it. Y él dice amen, toma su verdad y va más profundo. And then they say, well, so you should repent. Entonces arrepiéntete. They wrongly judged Job. Malmente juzgaron a Job. What power do you have? ¿Qué poder tienes? There's only one lawgiver. Solo hay un dador de ley. There's only one judge. Solo hay un juez. There's only one who can save. Solo hay uno que puede salvar. There's only one who can destroy. Solo hay uno que puede destruir. Let me give a warning to us. Déjame darte una advertencia a nosotros. So many times, with the lost people in our life, we try to coddle them. Tantas veces con la gente perdida en nuestras vidas, queremos papacharlos. In a way that we hide them from the gospel. En una forma que lo bloqueamos a ellos de evangelio. And we think if we do that, we're going to help them get to heaven. Y creemos si hacemos esto, vamos a ayudarles a ir al cielo. If I coddle them in such a way, then they'll repent and believe. Si yo los cuido en una forma, van a arrepentir y creer. We do things in their life that we think, I'm going to cause them to believe. Hacemos cosas en su vida que creemos, voy a causarlos a creer. Let's listen to the text. Escuchamos el texto. There's only one that can save and one that can destroy. Solo uno que puede salvar y uno puede destruir. Sometimes we do things and we think, I've lost them forever. A veces hacemos cosas y pensamos, yo he perdido ellos para siempre. They asked R.C. Sproul one time, do you not think you're going to scare someone off from Christ? ¿No crees que vas a asustar a alguien de Cristo? And he goes, where am I going to scare them to? Hell number two? ¿Dónde voy a asustarlos? ¿Infierno número dos? It's him who has the power to save and to destroy. It's él quien tiene el poder de salvar y destruir. It's not yours. No, it's to you. We preach the gospel and leave it to God. Predicamos el Evangelio, dejamos a Dios. We do what we do according to the scriptures. Hacemos lo que hacemos de acuerdo con las escrituras, and we entrust it to God y confiamos en Dios. That's the importance of the Bible being our only rule of faith and practice. Es la importancia de la Biblia siendo nuestra única regla de fe y práctica. And I'll finish with this. Termino con esto. This is an extra. Esto es algo extra. I think you see in this text something of two kingdom theology. Creo que ves en este texto algo de teología de dos reinos. Let me explain. Déjame explicar. That we are pilgrims here in this world. Que somos peregrinos aquí en este mundo. Paul said of Jesus, Pablo dijo Jesús, at one time we saw Jesus in the flesh. En un tiempo vemos Jesús en la carne. No longer. Yeah, no. We don't consider anyone in the flesh. No consideramos nadie en la carne. And I think in this text, creo que en este texto, we see something of that. Vemos algo de esto. You don't look and set your laws on someone to say, this is what makes them holy. Tú no vas y pones tus leyes sobre alguien diciendo, esto es lo que lo hace santo. We can set a list of rules. Podemos poner una lista de reglas. Somebody can do it. Alguien puede hacerlo. And we can say, look how godly they are. Mira qué tan piedoso son. No. Godliness is something of the heart. Piedad es algo del corazón. To be a Christian is to be regenerate. A ser cristiano es a ser regenerado. And so we see a separation of the kingdoms here. Entonces vemos una separación de los reinos aquí. The kingdom of this world and the kingdom of Christ. The reino de este mundo y el reino de Cristo. We are pilgrims in this kingdom. Somos peregrinos en este reino. Let's pray, oramos. Dios, qué hermoso evangelio. Que tú eres capaz de salvar. Y qué tremendo verdad que eres capaz de destruir. Es difícil aún que pensamos en ti como el destructor de la vida. Pero lo eres. Nuestras vidas están en tus manos. Las vidas de todos los de este mundo son en tus manos. Ayúdanos a confiar en tu palabra, Dios. En nombre de Cristo Jesús oramos. Amén.